Welcome. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday afternoon, and yeah, the weather and all of that is something to be high anxiety about. But for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about bush beer. The Anheuser-Busch folks have jumped on board and said, hey, we can't really say let's make lemonade out of lemons but they're turning a positive because they said for every retweet of a pinned tweet they put on their Twitter account, they would donate $5 to Farm Rescue. So let's see how that all finished. Farm Rescue board member, but New Seeds, Jed Wall joins us now. Hello, Jed.
Good morning.
And
yes.
How did it all turn out? What was the final result?
We ended up getting about 41,000 retweets on the original tweet, and then the Busch Light guy was actually in Fargo with our team on Friday, and we got another 11,000 tweets from his tweet feed. And through conversations with Anheuser-Busch, they really stepped it up. They gave us, not only did they give us credit for all the tweets that we got, they came through with the full amount of $500,000 for our organization.
Wow. So they just kind of rounded it up and said, hey, let's put our money where our mouth is, so to speak, and would this be the largest donation you've ever received at Farm Rescue?
Not necessarily, no, but it's close.
Okay, I guess the fact that RDO and other equipment, combine is that's more than a half a million. But
yes, we've had some over the years. We've had some very, very great sponsors and long term sponsors. Not to discredit this at all. It's a huge deal, but no, it's been just a wonderful New Year's surprise for our organization, and glad to have them on board and supporting our organization.
That is amazing. And so I guess we can also say thanks to everybody who retweeted. A little bit, everybody, what did they say? Many hands make light work, and everybody, if you only retweeted it once, all of a sudden, there's a half a million dollars coming to Farm Rescue. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks to the listening group. Thanks to you, Mick, for getting us on the air. And appreciate all the retweets. Like you're saying, it actually took a huge effort from a lot of different people. And when people get on and start doing it, it really added up quick. So.
Which is what Farm Rescue does. I mean, you have so many volunteers that get, and no individual can do all of this. It is a group effort.
Absolutely. We've got volunteers that volunteer from all over the U.S. We've got guys that come from as far away as Texas and, give up a week of their vacation to help a total stranger and help move things forward. And been a great push. A lot of people don't know it, but it is mainly work done by volunteers. Our board of directors is all volunteers. And a large portion of our field work is done by volunteers, whether that's in helping seed in the spring, helping with our haying assistance, or, when we had our Operation Haylift where we were hauling bales to areas of North Dakota and South Dakota that had an extreme drought. A lot of volunteers came in and drove truck and delivered hay bales from all over the state of North Dakota to the far southwest corner of North Dakota and western South Dakota. And same thing with our harvesting assistance. It's mainly driven by volunteers that are kind enough to give up their week of vacation, or some of our long-term volunteers are guys that are retired farmers that their sons have stepped up and come and stay with us for 2, 3, 4 weeks sometimes. So it's it really takes the consolidated efforts of a lot of different people to make her work.
This picture of a five, and obviously, this is the way they do this with lottery winners or some other. You got a big cardboard check that says $500,000 on it to Farm Rescue from Anheuser-Busch. Is this picture online?
Yes, it's on the Twitter feed page. Yep, it's the Busch Light guy who's kind of their famed spokesperson holding the check. It's the newest tweet on their Twitter site on the Busch Light Twitter page.
All right, we will check that out. Anybody wants to take a look at that and just kind of celebrate and maybe hoist a cool one this weekend and say thanks to the Anheuser-Busch folks for all of that. So that's pretty cool. Does this money have an earmark at all, or what will another $500,000 donation to Farm Rescue allow you to do this year?
Well, at the end of the day, it's going to help us get more cases done over the course of the year, I know it's hard to say exactly where we'll end up, more likely in the general operating fund, you know, for buying equipment and things along that line, paying for hotel rooms, things like that. So it's hard to give an exact connotation, but at the end of the day, it is going to help us help more farmers get their crop seeded or harvested or hay put up.
All right. Well, again, many hands make light work. Everybody was involved. But again, tip of the hat or a tip of a glass to Anheuser-Busch for a $500,000 donation to Farm Rescue. This is awesome. All right. Well, Jed Wall of Farm Rescue, of New Seed. Hey, guys are going to be planting sunflowers. They're already planting in Texas, I hear.
Yeah, we've been rolling in South Texas since about the 15th of February in the very southern tip. Got a few other guys that are going to start here next week in the Dallas area and continue to move our way north and west. Lubbock starts usually last week of March, first week of April, and then we continue to move our way north up through the high plains of Colorado, Kansas, and into North Dakota, or South Dakota, North Dakota, and continue to push the acres in as we go here.
And I think this year might be a few more sunflowers in the country, so I think that's a good thing. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's one crop that you can go to the bank and it'll pencil. There's some really, really great contracts out there from, you know, not only Olay contracts from ADM and Cargill, but there's also some very strong bird food contracts out there. And we're seeing some real favorable cotton and confection contracts start to roll out now. So there's lots of options. And like I mentioned, it's one thing that will pencil. It's one thing you can make money if you're a grower that's stepped away from sunflowers for a number of years. It's a crop worth looking at again. There's been a lot of advancements in herbicide control through either our Clearfield system or the Express Sunflower system, and have had a lot of really nice movements forward for disease control and just a lot of really exciting things that if you haven't grown for 10 years, give us a buzz. We'd love to chat with you with some of the new things that have come down the pipeline.
And at the International Crop Expo, I visited with the Cargill folks there, and they had the board up with all the prices. I was shocked and amazed at some of these prices. Wow. I mean, yeah, guys ought to take a look at sunflowers this year. And plant them early. Desiccate at the end of the season. Get them combined before the birds show up. And seems to be the formula.
Yeah, it's been a real big change. You know, there's a lot more guys that are getting into desiccation. You know, the plant early is absolutely critical. And then coming with the desiccant, and, you know, we've got a lot of guys that are peeling their sunflowers off. You know, the week of big iron, that mid-September time frame, getting them off, getting them out before the big flights show up.
Yeah, all righty. Jed Wall of New Seed and Farm Rescue. Again, thanks for the work you do in both areas. Again, congratulations on the big donation from Anheuser-Busch. Something into a big deal for Farm Rescue. It's pretty cool. Jed, have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.